Why don't the two of us go somewhere a little more private without Wonder Boy? Greg murmured against Viv's ear. I'm not going anywhere with you, Viv all but spat in his face. You know you can't resist me, Vivian. Come on, just one drink and I'll leave you alone, Greg said, still refusing to let up. The lady said no, asshat, was all that precluded Cal before their fist landed firmly against Greg's jaw, knocking him off his feet. Are you okay? Viv's eyes widened, looking between her date and her ex-husband. I'm fine. He's just drunk. Let's get out of here. She took their hand and together they rushed out to the car waiting by the curb. How's your hand? Viv turned over the slightly bruised hand in hers, bringing it up to her lips to kiss it gently. I barely tapped him. He was just dramatic. Cal chuckled and squeezed Viv's hand. I'm fine. How are you? Really? The city went by beyond the windows of the car. Even with the driver in the front seat, the two of them might as well have been in their own little world. Nothing else existed. I'm okay. A little startled that he would actually sink to that type of behavior. Even drunk, he was never that aggressive. I guess you really got under his skin. She scooted closer to Cal and leaned her head on their shoulder, taking in the faint remaining scent of their melon body wash. She felt like she could relax in their arms, like they would never let anything bad happen to her. All in a day's work, Cal chuckled, but still they wrapped their arms around her, holding her tightly to them.